The U.S. says it will send advanced weapons to the Middle East alongside a deployment of 1,000 additional troops, which was announced Monday. Pentagon says a Patriot missile battalion, manned and unmanned aircraft, will also be sent. It added the deployment also includes other so-called deterrence capabilities, but did not specify the details. Announcement follows an attack on two oil tankers in the Sea of Oman, which Washington has blamed on Iran. Tehran, though, has strongly rejected the accusation. China has warned the U.S. against a deployment, saying its ratcheting up of tensions with Iran could open a Pandora's box. Russia has also expressed concern, saying that Washington should drop plans to boost its military presence in the Middle East or risk war with Iran. Joining us now out of Bristol is Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist. Hello, Tony. It's been a while. Good to have you back on one of our bulletins. Your thoughts on all this, Tony?
Well, what the world needs right now, according to the Pentagon, is more weapons in the Middle East. Is that really what they're trying to tell us is a sensible and normal and acceptable policy? Well, advanced weapons such as drones and missiles. I think there has to be some real head scratching over what is the point of this sort of thing if it isn't just a continuation of this program of regime change that Wesley Clark, the general, U.S. general, talked about many years ago, leaked from the Pentagon, that they wanted 7 countries in 5 years to be overthrown. And this, I think, is the sort of covert policy, but most of the world knows what's going on now. Are they going to give these weapons to Al-Qaeda, who were apparently behind the 9/11 attacks back in 2001? Are they going to give them to the Free Syrian Army, supposed Free Syrian Army, who are mostly imported from other countries? They were mercenaries there to attempt to overthrow the Syrian government and President Assad, elected government, by the way. And of course, the Saudi Arabians are not elected, who are the allies of the United States. So one does wonder where these are supposed to be destined. Are the US troops there going to stay? The troops that President Trump 6 or 8 months ago said quite clearly he was going to pull out, and during his election campaign said he was going to pull out. Also, of course, they're basing this statement on the attack on the tankers last week. I mean, quite a scary attack, obviously, but you may know, as many people in the world know, not many in the West, though, because they don't talk about this on the Western media, is that the US Special Forces and the Special Boat Service, the British Special Forces, about 4 weeks ago had been deployed to Oman. So that is just on the opposite side of the coast to these tankers, to Iran. And if you look at where the tankers were struck, they were struck on the starboard side. So this does suggest those missiles, and they weren't mines, the tanker crews talked about missiles, came from the Omani side, quite possibly fired by the unaccountable British Special Forces of the Special Boat Service in order to ramp up tensions.
Tony, but what is the overall consensus in your neck of the woods? Let's say excluding Jeremy Hunt, we know he jumped on the bandwagon right behind Mike Pompeo when he initially, just hours after the Sea of Oman incidents, you know, blamed Iran without letting the due process of a probe play out. But what's the consensus? Is it over there, not just inside Parliament, but even with your ordinary Britons? Do they think this is political grandstanding for Trump for his bid for re-election next year? Or do they think this is really some kind of prelude to war with Iran?
Well, you know what most ordinary British people think? This is in the pubs here, on the streets, chatting in the libraries, this kind of thing, at the bus stop. People are talking about weapons of mass destruction. Remember them? They are the excuse for the illegal invasion of Iraq back in 2003. And it's interesting because one of the people intimately involved in that is Scott Ritter. He's the former United States Marine Corps intelligence officer, and he was the Iraq weapons inspector at the time. He was adamant that there were no weapons of mass destruction, and of course, he was right. He says that the US foreign policy right now is all driven by the Israel lobby. He's even said on a program I do here in Bristol, we recorded an interview with him a few weeks ago after the first tanker incident, that the US interests now have zero influence on US foreign policy. That's how strong the Israel lobby is in the US Congress and at the Pentagon. So I think what we're seeing really here is a kind of United States massive superpower armed forces being used as a kind of proxy force for Israeli expansionist policy. And of course, this is because there's a much wider Zionist agenda with the, you know, the Christian Zionists too, of which Mike Pompeo is one, that really want to balkanize the Middle East, break up the Middle East, and allow Israel to dominate into the future, and potentially, as you mentioned, a potential war between what would effectively be Israel and Iran, but the United States involved too. And the problem with that, of course, is it really could be like a house of cards, a domino effect, and bring in many people. And I think that's what most people, should we say, not necessarily the person at the on the Clapham omnibus, many of the analysts now here are saying that we've really got to avoid this house of cards, this domino effect at all costs, because you know, as we've seen in the past, these things can escalate very quickly and drag in many countries. And if it, you know, such a conflict was to drag the superpowers in, it would be almost an unstoppable thing. So we've got to stop it being sparked off in the first place.
Just like a forest fire in a windy day there. Thank you for joining us out of Bristol there, Mr. Tony Gosling, investigative journalist.